Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on July 14th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. A Calgary employment lawyer is taking her former firm to the Alberta Human Rights Commission, accusing the firm of race and gender-based discrimination and seeking unpaid wages and other compensation. Sophie Purnell was an associate at Taylor Janis Workplace Law before the firm terminated her in November 2022. After a racially discriminatory incident, Purnell said the firm's leadership failed to take any steps to ensure a safe and racism-free workplace, blamed her for the episode, and failed to protect her from a targeted campaign of harassment and bullying. In his conduct towards her in response to her raising the incident, Purnell also claims that she was subject to gender-based discrimination by managing partner Conan Taylor. This consisted of demeaning comments and allegedly included Taylor reciting Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's "There Was a Little Girl" during a meeting to compare her with the bad little girl from the poem. Canadian lawyer spoke with Catherine Marshall, Purnell's lawyer.
For me, the most concerning element is that the firm, they failed to take any steps to create a safe and racism-free work environment, and they failed to protect her. And then when she blew the whistle and told for management that she felt that she was being targeted by staff and harassed and bullied and subjected to racist treatment by different members of the firm, she was told that, like, for her to advocate for diversity and equity policies was threatening, to the firm environment.
Canadian lawyer contacted Conan Taylor for comment, but he did not respond by press time. A defamation judgment, believed to be one of the highest against a single defendant in Canada, has ordered a Toronto man to pay $4.7 million to 53 plaintiffs, who said he was responsible for waging a campaign of cyber harassment, cyber stalking, and cyber defamation. In a decision released June 27, Superior Court of Justice for Ontario Judge Audrey Ramsey said, given the malicious, vindictive, high-handed and reprehensible conduct of the defendant, this is an appropriate case for punitive damages to be awarded as a means by which the court expresses its outrage at the egregious conduct of the defendant. The case took years and a lot of investigative tools to solve. It also brought together Canadian lawyer Manny Zemel and US attorney Lee Brenner. Brenner says the two had been working on the case separately without either one knowing.
I was looking for this person for years and had never met Manny. And obviously, I mean, I wouldn't have because I'm in the US and Los Angeles and she's in Canada. And she was doing the same thing there. And at some point we crossed paths and were able to exchange notes and really start seeing even more patterns and work together right away. And it was, I mean, I thought that was a bit of a game changer too.
Mintz, Canada's newest international law firm entrant, says it has ambitious growth plans for its Toronto office. While it's not the first foreign firm to stake a claim in the country, managing partner Robert Bodian says it offers something different from other global firms. Unlike other firms that entered Canada, Mintz does not use the Swiss Verein model, which allows for separate regional profit pools and accounting while sharing strategy, branding and other core functions. Bodian also explained how his firm structure origination credits to ensure his firm works more as a team.
We just changed the way we did credit so that 100% of origination credit wouldn't reside in sort of what tends to be a small group of, essentially older white guys and, who brought in the client 20 years ago. So we maxed credit out at 75%. No one can get more than that. And we do it by matter so that when you bring in, it gets a lot of buy-in from especially younger, more diverse partners, and they're helping build up the clients that we have, and they're getting origination credit for it, and that's worked out really well.
The local Toronto managing partner, Mitch Fraser, also spoke about why he chose to join Mintz when he made the move from Tories.
Everyone here works together. The one thing you always hear from Canadians is, well, those U.S. law firms, they'll run roughshod over you. They're aggressive. Like, obviously, we did a lot of due diligence before we came to Mintz and Bob's where we did speak with other firms. This firm stood out singularly in terms of, playing as a team.
Canada is seeing a rise in penalties for so-called greenwashing. It's a reflection, lawyers at Blake's say, of how regulators are directing resources towards investigating inaccurate and misrepresented claims of environmentally friendly products and practices. Pei Li, whose practice focuses on food, health, cosmetic and consumer products, and the labelling, marketing and advertising of such regulated products, says the issue of greenwashing has really come to the forefront in Canada. And she explains some of the reasons.
I think it's a confluence of a couple of really interesting things that are going on in Canada. You know, first of all, similar to the global trend, we're just seeing a lot more of these claims. Companies need to be making these claims, quite frankly, because their competitors are, right? So even if you weren't willing to get into the space, you find yourself and your business being pushed into the space just because of the market pressures to remain competitive. On the regulatory front, you know, there really has been greater scrutiny from our Competition Bureau on this. And the Bureau has said repeatedly in past years that green claims are an enforcement priority.
Blake's partner David Tupper agrees that regulators are going to step up their game on class actions.
And I think that we are going to see an effort by the regulators to provide more concrete guidance, which will also be more rigorous guidance in terms of expectations and standards.
Do you have to have worked at a law firm for a set period of time before working as an in-house counsel? The answer may be changing as in-house departments grow and allow for younger lawyers to learn and develop in their roles. Canadian lawyers spoke with Andrea Wood, Chief Legal and Governance Officer at TELUS, about what her department offers lawyers and how it compares to smaller in-house teams.
It depends on what your options are. If you're coming to a place like TELUS, where we are, you know, we are pretty big and pretty, we've got structured learning, we've got professional development series that are tailored to us and to our business. And so I would say, you know, I think if your option is going to a mid-sized company or a company that may not have a big legal team, you might be better off starting at a firm.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes, and to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favourite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe. We're taking a short summer break, but we'll be back in August.